authoritarianism.
Or just read.
Yeah.
It's also really depressing to read. Anyway.
Well,
I don't know. It's sort of like, pick your genocide. What, like, which one do you want to read about this week, you know?
It's depressing to read. What, I mean, what do you read? Fucking Vanity Fair?
What? No, like the New Yorker, Atlantic.
Because Vanity Fair hired that chick that was banging Robert RFK Jr.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Oh, God. And I'm not the guy to provide you with background.
RFK's sister wrote an article, personal story, in this week's New Yorker about how she's dying from some terrible cancer that her brother cut all the funding for the research. No, shit, you not.
I do not mean to laugh so at that's someone else's.
No, this is the reality that we're living. And the music that we're playing today reflects that because it kind of sucks.
Anyway.
This is not the best of the best.
So, continuing with the best of 2025. This is military gun. Military is spelled wrong for some reason. And it just ends with an IE.
But you just had your Casey Kasem voice on. Put it back on again if this is the best of.
It's
isn't
the
it right?
best of 2025.
The best of 2025. Ugh.
And?
And? It's not that good.
Pardon me, cause you're bluff, pardon me. They shouldn't be playing Glastonbury.
Them to remove this
despicable evil which kneecap represents.
Absolutely not. Sorry, kneecap.
Shame on Glastonbury.
Glastonbury!
Power lines in the elections, and onwards and upwards, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Wasn't so bad.
Yeah, it was all right.
That's not what I'd say about 2025, but thanks for joining us on the best of what we could find from 2025.
That was, oh good, our internet isn't working so well. Excellent. Neither is our webpage. That was
everything
Sharp
you can
Pins.
Expect.
Yes. Sharp Pins are a sort of pop or power punk band that are, god damn it, I'll just hit refresh again.
A power punk band.
Power pop.
Power pop.
And yeah, it's not going to happen. So, yeah,
you can still explain what you know about the power pop.
Anyway, they are also members of... sorry, I'm thrown for a loop here.
I'm trying to lead the pack of dogs.
I appreciate your efforts that regard. However, all right, so yeah, that was Sharp Pins. They are members of a band that we heard earlier. Lifeguard, I believe, is who they're in. They might be in Homefront. Honestly, I don't fucking know, because our webpage on our internet-based radio will not reload. So,
isn't this a testament to trying to get away from having to look everything up, right? There was a time when we just memorized these facts and
I used to, when I started doing this, I kept notes by hand. Wow, what a simple time that was. We also heard Military Gun with Bad Idea, which was doing the show today, and Kneecap featuring Mosey, which is my absolute favorite song that came out this year, which was The Recap. And yeah, that's where we are today. I guess it's time for you. Wait, why don't we have no background music?
Inquiring minds want to know. Everyone should also stay tuned for Cheap Hooch Radio.
I think it was just on a gap between songs.
Interesting parade of humanity happening outside the studio today in the Arts Corridor.
How so?
It's an ekphrasis. It would, you know, with your pants hanging down half the way, and then you got a cart full of detritus. It's a pretty interesting look. Snapshot of America 2025.
Pants hanging down and a cart full of detritus.
Yeah.
I'd say that's fair estimation.
Accurate.
Yeah. Accurate.
I'd love to upset you even further. I mean, if you wanted to get into the next segment, the...
Oh, is it time for another one of your segments?
I don't know, but the... is it?
It seems that way-ish.
We're going to open it up with some David Byrne.
Oh, God.
I know.
The most pretentious wank that ever
was. I think it's really... The song, it starts out
uncomfortable. Actually, no, wait. Actually, that's David Sylvian, who's the most pretentious. But David Byrne is not far behind. But I did hear his current live touring thing is amazing. Live touring show.
This is the avant-garde. Well, at least we'll open it up with the avant-garde.
And this came out this year.
It did. After that, we will hear the only thing.
Year of our Lord 2025.
Yes, our Lord 2025. After that, the only thing that is not from this year, but does reflect something that happened this year. It's White by Ken Nordine from his Colors album. And the reason I wanted to play this was that so we had the opportunity to mention and then not mention the Pantone color of the year.
Why don't we get to that
totally
after you?
Not related.
Why don't we get to that after you play the Ken Nordine?
You mean the David Byrne?
Why don't we get to the color white after we play the Ken Nordine? Afterwards. Instead of before.
I don't know. Don't you have to tell people, like, a trigger warning? Oh, like we're going to have a semi-political... It's a piece of art that we're pulling into a semi-political statement piece.
Fuck it. This is Radio Valencia.
I mean .fm.
I'm gone. Take a close look. Yeah, but much closer than that. Take a real close look. You begin to see why. There's much more to white, much more than can ever meet the eye. Like, look over there. There. You see that white? Sure looks for sure like the white that's called pure, but it isn't. Not at all. That's an off-white white. Sorry. Just doesn't quite measure up. Falls short. Absolutely pure, pure white is just a dream of a dream. Even now, if you close your eyes tight and let your brain go to where it's whiter than snow, you'll see, you'll know. The whitest white that white can be white, as imagined by you, imagined by me, as the purest of pure, pure white, is just a little bit off, just a little bit off white. Off white, white. Off white, white.
Where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shay and Maldoror aren't over there fucking things up.
Everything above the neck, everything but the imitation of youth must be given up at the desk. Everything but the look that sells. You're 12 looking 20, you're 20 looking 12, and you're tight and you're baby and you're sexy about it and you're subtle. Mama's outfit and her eyes are crossed and big and bright and bugged when she withers around like a salty slug. There's a beautiful balance to realize and reach when the women act like both a child and a sex beast. Men are titillated by that delicate line between sex song and nursery rhyme. Over time, you'll not remember normalcy, because normalcy is what you see repeatedly. So there will be nothing to miss. It must be so relieving for you to hear this. Your desire to understand had popped out of your ass. You're a wide-eyed kitten man. Your jaw one hinge, your trap door open wide. And in my words will bore like a fucking slipping glass. Sex is everywhere. It's everything you see. It's baked into the kid, the more money you get from a 42-year-old piece of shit. So on screen, they'll touch a dick and act so confused because cluelessness is easier to get off to. There's no button to push for third base. I'm not trying to seduce you, fuckface. I'll be out on your lawn, covered in slime. I get away with so much shit because you think I'm hot. Oh, you'll praise the virgin, self-absorbent. You think your penis is very important, but if something's dirty after you touch it, the problem is your hands, dipshit, cut it.
Closing out that set here on The Cure to Catastrophe.
That song sounded like it was going to go somewhere.
Sophia Isella. If you listen to it from the beginning, it certainly went somewhere that was above the neck. Before that, we heard Bergain by Rosalia. That was featuring Bjork and Eve's Tumor.
I had an opportunity to go into Bergain once, and I just declined it.
Why?
Because I didn't want to be judged. I had an opportunity to go to wait in line and be judged. Yeah, for listeners who don't know what I'm talking about, Bergain is the most exclusive club in the world, blah, 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 in Berlin. And my friends who were going were, like, beautiful trans people who were fabulous, and I'm me. And I was just like, you know what, I don't want to go there with you and then be turned away at the door. That would be crushing. So I'm just going to, I'm jet-lagged, I'm going to stay home.
I would have tried to stay under their wings.
They're fabulous and beautiful wings.
Before that, we heard from Ken Nordine. That, in fact, was the only track today that I played that is not from 2025. That was called White.
Why did you play that?
It was a little nod to the Pantone selection, the color selection of the year.
So you're saying white is the color of the year?
I am not saying that. Pantone is. What is it actually? It's called Cloud Dancer. Cloud Dancer. It's a calming white hue symbolizing tranquility and a fresh start in a chaotic world.
It's making me so angry right now. I don't think it's tranquility that's happening.
Yeah, we're pretty sure it's not.
It's pretty fucking white.
Mm-hmm. The only like funny thing.
I'm not even angry about white being boring in the absence of color. I'm just mad because everyone's pandering to fucking the white racist motherfuckers on this.
The views expressed on this show.
We don't give a fuck. Fuck racists.
It's a hard time. 2025 was not. This is not necessarily a strong year. I do know individuals that had some pretty good years. But I
like
think
whom?
Overall, well, no, I just think overall, collectively, as communities, we've been hit pretty hard. We opened up the set with something that really made me uncomfortable. Am I sorry I played it? Maybe a little bit. We opened it up with David Byrne's The Avant-Garde. I liked it because he was kind of shitting on his own genre.
I look forward to listening back to that because I wasn't paying attention to the words.
The chorus,
and you say
at least,
that's what's important, is the words.
The words. The words mean stuff. It's nice, you know, David. Gosh, he always does a good job.
Meh.
Sometimes it's for me, and sometimes it's not. That was just from 2025. I don't know. I shrug my shoulders at this entire playlist that I've put together today, Maldor. I did my best with what
the best of 2025.
It's not. It seems to have been really terrible. Do you have anything lined up for us, or do you want to talk to us about your DJ? Dude, you also had a first date. You had a first date last night.
That's a good way of putting it. Thanks.
You were DJing at a new club.
I did have a first DJ gig last night.
He was so nervous about it.
I was not so nervous.
It was cute.
I never get nervous about DJ gigs because I've been doing this crap for 30 plus years.
We talked about it on the phone. I could hear him wringing his hands. Like, they got to.
I DJed last night at. They're fantastic. Like, I had to keep shoving people away so they didn't blunder into the turntables.
Wow.
Which, you know, you don't want to get violent when you're the DJ, but, like, dude, don't fucking bump into the goddamn DJ table.
Maldor just staving off the fans. Madness.
It was hopping.
Madness. Where?
Stookie's Club Moderne, which is at the, I don't know, it's fucking Bush and Mason-ish. I think it's Bush and Mason.
DJ Coca seems to know something about it.
What an amazing space. It's beautiful, beautiful space. I can't believe they let me DJ there. But it was one of their busiest nights ever, so apparently I will get asked back so they can then have one of their slowest nights ever. I'm pretty sure the busyness was, like, related to people coming there after their company Christmas parties, and they were all already shit hammered. So I was playing Ike and Tina, and they're like, yeah, this is great. Let me fall over into your goddamn fucking table.
It's fine. You'll thin the crowds out.
Yeah, eventually.
You do that.
Yeah. I'm an acquired taste.
Do you have New Year's resolutions? Do you do that?
No, fuck that.
Okay. Oh.
Right. I just don't drink in January.
Did you set any intentions during the full moon, during the super moon?
No.
No? Okay. I don't know.
Way to ask a dead-end question.
Is that I don't know.
Yes, and...
Capital.
No.
Pantone color of the year, if you didn't hear.
Oh, fuck. I didn't realize there was an option of yes and no.
The only one that thinks... that is that funny is you.
Yeah, well, who cares? The only person who cares is me.
I'm so tired of things being curated. I don't necessarily want to change the name of our show, but every fucking thing in the world is like, this is curated for you, this is curated, and it's like...
Well, when I named the show, that wasn't the case, but it is now, for sure.
And we're better because our name is ironic. It's not even... I digress.
Shay is dressed like a villain from a James Bond movie, specifically for your eyes only. She's going to chase you down the
Alps,
the toboggan trail, whatever that the thing called.
I'm on your tail. Well, it's true. I dressed for the weather, and also to in case anyone wanted to come pick me up and just pop to the Alps.
Oh, yeah. I am also available for a just random trip to Switzerland. Twip. Shall we move on?
Won't you?
Okay, this is Brady Valencia.
Well, wait. Did you want to pre?
No.
Oh, God.
You're the one who prees. I post. What?
Radio Valencia.
.fm.
getting so that a man can't go into town just to have him a drink. Hit by the cops and you, dear. Of course, there's you, dear, telling me just what you think. Keep on telling me just what you think.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
What's that?
What is that?
RadioValencia.fm. Oh, all right. Well,
it's where you might find your next favorite song, but certainly not on this show.
Not today.
Definitely not on this show and not today.
2025 was not awesome.
It seems to have been really terrible in terms of music. I stand by my argument that music platforms should not be available to all. Like, that it should be a scrap still to get your things out there.
That should be, I don't know, curated?
Oh, God.
It's tough. You need someone to weed out the crap.
Do
and
you?
That's our job. Except it's my job, I guess.
Today is not a strong representation of the efforts that we can bring. And if you want to find the best of what Maldoror and I have actually done, go ahead and download some podcasts, especially from the last couple of months. RadioValencia.fm.
Have those find been
the
okay?
They've been really good. They've been really good.
Interesting if true.
RadioValencia.fm podcasts, and then find The Cure to Catastrophe. Have you noted, Maldoror? We have 555 episodes.
Really?
Yes.
555.
555.
Because it's 666.
Not yet.
Sorry, that's a Slipknot song.
Regular listeners may have noticed, speaking of Slipknot, that actually is the original artist of our intro song, our forever intro. People Equal Shit is a Slipknot song. The version that you hear is by Richard Cheese.
Yes. Yes, that's what it is. Yes.
Do you think Slipknot would do well with a segment that was the word of the day? Like, do you think that I feel like they would be an excellent artist to...
Slipknot?
Yeah.
Yeah, except all the words are going to be negative. destroyed, crucified, and so on.
Those are so easy.
Yeah, they're not an in-depth band, but they are a good band.
Stay tuned at
anyway,
the top of the hour. Wait. As they just walked in.
There are
make
folks
a little
here.
Make a little room for your friends.
There's a 40-ouncer in the house.
Stay tuned for Cheap Hooch.
Cheap Hooch coming up
at the top of the hour.
Last song of the set was "It's Getting So You Can't," so that you can't go into town to have him a drink by Colton Waller. So a man can't go into town to have him a drink. And then we heard "Guard Dog" by Snooper, and there was a song before that I did not write down.
We have a terrific flow today. It's been terrible.
It's been awful.
This is not our best.
Well, you know, whatever.
Not fall in line lockstep. Well, in fact, this is not our best. And 2025 seems to not have been the best musically. So maybe we're right on brand.
It's entirely possible.
Yes.
I've actually been holding off on the last song, one of my last songs, until Holly Cheap Hooch got here. Because she introduced it to me, and it's fucking awesome. So, this is the Lambrini Girls.
Yes.
As previously heard on the show, this is God's Country on Radio Valencia.
.fm.
Sanchez. You drank all from a rack and God save the king. to the bell, dedicated to all the day one punk rockers. This one's called I'm a Man on Your
City.
Oh, hey. Hey, Radio Valencia World. That song was super short, and I wasn't paying attention. We were talking about John Hill and how excellent his show is on Monday evenings from 8 to 10. But here's another track.
Listening to the Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where we will interrupt a song if Maldor feels instant regret. No, it's because DJ J. Coca, who is on the board.
It actually genuinely just
ended. Really? Okay. Yeah. Oh, so disappointing. Anyway.
You cut it off early.
You wanted to cut it off early.
Yeah, it was not great.
This show is not great.
That was a TV cult with industry, which someone very accurately described that as sounding like The Cure with a crust punk singer.
Crust punk.
Crust punk. You're like punk. You've never heard of crust punk because you don't know music.
No,
before that, we heard I'm an Anarchist by Spiritual Cramp, which is one of the most fun bands I discovered in the in 2025. And we heard God's Country by the Lambrine Girls. And yeah, before that was it. Yeah. Culture Will, which I already talked about.
I like that the Lambrini girls had two appearances on the show.
They're on everybody's best of list.
Well, good. Correct. I would say correct.
I will not dispute that fact.
DJ Holly Hooch is on the mic with us as well. I played at the beginning of the show.
On until that goes on. There is a
chick. All right.
Let's jiggle that wire. Yeah. We do have a little bit of an output issue on that one, it sounds like. Yes.
Yeah. What color are you?
Green. With envy.
Right here.
Yeah.
We're here.
There we go. Okay.
Now wait. If you move, then I... Oh, hey, look, it's a fire truck.
They're probably going to disappear someone else.
Green.
At the beginning of the show, we actually did an entire episode about green, by the way, which you can go to radiovalencia.fm, find podcasts, and then download the episode that's all about green. Why are you hiding?
That's all right. Oh, here we go. That's me.
That's weird.
What was weird? What happened?
Well, the fact that it's green, all left up was green, and it doesn't matter. No one cares.
Okay.
No one cares how the sausage is made, or not made in this case.
The Lambrini girls made two appearances on the show. We opened it up
with... I play them regularly as well.
Contology 101, and Maldoror said he was like, I can't play this song.
As a cis white male, I can't play Contology on the air. Sorry, Mom.
I think that you can represent all the good stuff. I think you can play whatever you want, and I think representation, it's the craziest thing that you would say that.
I'm more offended by the tux, but yeah, that's a whole other story. Kidding.
My cis white billionaire suit.
Dude, it's missing. No, look at his. He's missing buttons, though. Look, he's missing buttons.
Why are you so obsessed with that?
Because it looks nice, but then you look a little closer and you're like, it's been through some things. Like, it's been to some.
You know what it is? What? Calvin fucking Klein. Don't buy a Calvin Klein tuxedo because they are cheap as fuck and everything will pop off of it in record time.
Everything's cheap these days.
I mean, it's not like I have fat wrists.
Did you get it at Marshall's? They have bird wrists.
First of all, it's called Men's Warehouse. It's the Men's Ross.
Wasn't the Men's... Does that exist?
What, Men's Warehouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it's at 4th and Mission.
Okay.
Something like that. It's not on the Arts Corridor.
Any promo is good promo.
Yeah. Should we have them? I feel like if you guys saw Maldoror, his bow tie is like completely fallen off. His missing three buttons on one of his sleeves. Like,
go fuck yourself.
You should be sponsored. We need to upgrade
You look like you're going to go down a toboggan run in For Your Eyes Only.
I want that so badly. You have to dress for the part you want, Maldoror.
Anyway.
I think that's a compliment.
Anyway, what are we going to do after? Oh, shit.
That was a compliment.
We have like 13 more minutes.
Yeah, this is what I was trying to get across. I definitely have some.
Never mind. Let's get back into the music on stuff that doesn't suck from 2025.
You've admitted your playlist isn't that strong either. Admitted that what we've been choosing from was difficult.
It's Afrobeat.
Strong. Go on.
It's Antibalas, or I have no idea
how
you say it.
Talked right over it.
This is Radio Valencia.
FM.